Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Happy Friday, everyone. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, I was talking to a buddy of mine a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know how it came up, but he said he was in Lincoln Park, and it was kind of like Field of Dreams. These people in 1850s baseball uniforms started walking from every direction, and they showed up on a diamond, and well, they started to play, and it turns out they're the Chicago Salmon. It's part of a league. The league was created by Ellie Boss Lady Carlson, and the Boss Lady is joining us now. Ellie, welcome.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm just fascinated by this. I haven't seen you play, but what was the genesis of this?
Well, I do first-person interpretation, and I've worked in that field and in the museum field for about the last 35 years. And 25 years ago, in 1996, I was hired to put on a Civil War encampment by the Mount Prospect Park District. And in the course of the encampment, they wanted to have a vintage baseball game, mm-hmm. because we all know, we learned in school, that the soldiers on both sides of the Civil War played baseball. And so they thought that would be a really great thing to have at this. And so knowing nothing about it, I started researching it, and I found some teams in Ohio and some teams in New York, and they helped me figure out what the rules were and what the uniforms had to look like. And I formed a team just as a one-off. Mm-hmm. We were playing with ourselves, as we call it. So it was just us. And then in the course of doing all the research, these other teams found out about me, and they kept saying, oh, well, there's a team in Chicago now, so we're coming to play you.
If you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. So we started out as a joke, and then we got serious, and now we're a serious joke.
It's fantastic. And so you play by 1858 rules, right? And that,
yes.
And so let's talk about how different the game is now to, well, let's just talk about the 1858 rules. Go ahead.
The major differences that you would notice that are different is there are no called balls and strikes. The pitcher's job is to get the ball in play. He or she, and yes, we do have women playing, and yes, women did play in the 1850s, he or she is required to put the ball where the batter asks for it. And so if they don't do that, they can be fined by the umpire. So it is really a hitter and fielder's game. So that's a major difference.
We're talking to Ellie Carlson. Her nickname is Boss Lady, the founder and manager of Chicago Salmon. So in the 1850s, the pitchers were the right fielders of today's Little League.
Well, no, not necessarily, because the pitching is a lot harder than you think. And there are some players who are fabulous at vintage ball and cannot pitch for anything. So it is a very specified talent. It's an underhand pitch. It has to have an arc. You have to present the ball before throwing it. And it's not as easy as it looks. So, no, that is definitely a skill that you need in order to play vintage ball.
If you
want to be a pitcher.
If you catch the ball on one hop, it's an out.
That is correct. The fly or one out. Now, the fly is just like now, but we didn't have gloves, of course, because they weren't invented until the 1870s, and they were not used across the board in baseball until the mid-1880s. So we're way, way, way before gloves. So it takes a little bit of the sting off the ball if it bounces, and then you catch it. But it's at the fielder's peril, because sometimes the ground is really dead. Sometimes the ball lands in a mole hole. You can't always count on it. So
if a line drive's coming at you, or a soft line drive, you can stop it with your hand and then pick it up on one bounce after it lands on the ground.
It can't hit you first. No, it can hit something else. Like if it landed on a picnic table, or it landed on a spectator's lap, or it landed in a baby buggy. All of those things have happened. It hasn't hit the ground yet, so a fielder could go and pick it up, and the person that hit the ball would be out on the other team.
We're talking to Ellie Carlson about the Chicago Salmon. What's the name of the league?
The overarching organization is called the Vintage Baseball Association, VBBA, and they have a website too, VBBA.org. And most people that play vintage ball are members of the VBBA. And that's how we find the other teams. There's about 100 of us, 100 teams all over the country. And there's about, I would say, 30 that are within reasonable driving distance of Chicago. And those are the teams that we generally play every year.
Now, I wasn't great at baseball, but I was really good at leading off. How would I do on your league?
Well, here's the thing. You have to stay on the base until the ball is in the air. And you can get caught out really easily. The other thing that we call spot the softballer or spot the modern baseball player, you can't overrun first base in our game. You have to stick first base. You must land on it like you do the other bases in modern baseball.
So you could be tagged. You could be tagged out if you overrun the bag.
Exactly, and it happens all the time. You're better off just making the turn and keep trying to make it to second, really, because it's a good way to get out.
We're talking to Ellie Boss Lady Carlson of the Chicago Salmon. They play baseball 1850s style, and my friend said that the fans dress in period dress as well. Is that the case?
Many of them do. Yes, we do have people. We have family members that come dressed up, and we do have some followers. I'm always in a great big hoop skirt. I'm easy to find. We do have some followers that come and dress up, and we encourage people to come and dress up, bring a picnic. It's a really wholesome, wonderful family activity, just like it was 150 years ago. Baseball was the thing that you could take your family to. The other sporting events at the time, the most popular ones were prize fighting and horse racing, and neither of those were appropriate for families. And so when baseball became popular, it was something that a gentleman could bring his wife and his children to, and he wouldn't feel embarrassed, and it was a very wholesome activity, and it still is. And that's what we try to recreate.
No rosin, right? You don't use rosin or a sunscreen or anything like that with the pitching. That would work.
No, absolutely not.
I lost my train of thought here. Where was it? Oh, I know. So I've referred you as Boss Lady here a couple times. That's your sort of quasi-official nickname. You all on the field go by not your real names, but by nicknames, correct?
Exactly. That's right. As a matter of fact, every once in a while, I don't really know, or I have to really think about what my player's actual name is, because I know everybody by their nickname.
Give me some of the names.
Oh, my goodness. We've got Iron Jaw and Gus Bus and Jumbo Shrimp and Man Hands. That's one of our female players. We have Kansas City and Barber and Whiplash and Four Eyes and Pipes. He's our manager and also our team troubadour. I want you to have him on sometime because he has a song. We have an official theme song.
Oh,
and
well,
Pipes sings it.
What's the record like this year?
Oh, I have no idea.
You don't know what your record is?
No, because it doesn't really matter in vintage ball.
Wow. Well, how about this?
Isn't that delightful? We play for the love of the game, sir.
When's the trading deadline? Is that coming up?
We accept people on the team at any time. If you come to visit us and watch one of our games and one or the other of the teams happens to be short and you're interested in playing, we will put a jersey on you and put you in the field. It's really fun. We've done it a lot. And some of the people that we've pulled out of the crowd are now long-standing members of the Salmon. So you never know what you're going to get in for when you come see us.
It's just fantastic. And I don't want to say it's a secret, just because I didn't know about it. Doesn't know a lot of people don't know about it. But you've got a game this weekend in Blue Island?
In Blue Island, yes. And I cannot tell you the address right now because it is a park. And I did not look up the exact address. But go on our website, chicagosalmon.org. We're also on the Book of Face at Chicago Salmon Baseball, and we're on Instagram at Chicago Salmon Baseball. And all of those places will have the address and directions. I regret that I do not have it right now.
Now, I was telling some friends I was going to talk to you today, and they said, well, where'd they get the nickname Salmon? Because Salmon hadn't been introduced to Lake Michigan at that time.
Well, at the time that I formed the team, I was dating a man that I very much wanted to be on the team because I wanted him to play baseball with us. And he's a fisherman. And he said if anything was going to take him off of the water on the weekends, it better have something to do with fish. And so I named the team the Chicago Salmon so he would play.
Ellie Boss Lady Carlson, the founder of the Chicago Salmon. It's been a delight to talk to you. We're all looking for diversions these days. Good luck in Blue Island, and we'll look for you around the league.
Thank you so much. I hope I get to speak with you again.
Absolutely. How about that? Let's play two this weekend. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.